Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 01, Prologue. Printed and posted in the year of Christ the King, 2011, in the seventh month, on the 11th day of the seventh month.
Excuse me. You want that warmed up?
No, but I'll buy another one if you leave me alone. We'll see about that.
Iqbal. How'd you get this number?
What do you care? Your partner, Kenny Slater, he took your money, didn't he? I want to help you, Jackson.
Help me what?
Slater's in the Metro Diner, 14th and Arlington.
He's in Florida by now, man. Jamaica, Cuba.
No, he's here, in the Metro Diner, 14th and Arlington. The men who took your product Friday night are in the Metro Diner.
14th and Arlington.
Spanish Jack is in the Metro Diner, 14th and Arlington. I understand you wish to speak with him.
14th and Arlington.
Boys.
Pico Salazar is in the Metro Diner.
Salazar? Who is this?
14th and Arlington.
Serpent's tooth to have a thankless child. Now you know what's coming, and there's nothing you can do.
Dear Dan, it seemed good between the Lord and me to write a letter to you to let you know what has transpired since the last time we saw each other, and to tell you of the current mercies of the Lord, and to console you with the truth. If memory serves me well, we saw each other last at Denny's on Otto Row at dinner time, along with CS3. Not long prior to the Lord taking my father home to be with him on 29 October 2007. I have much to communicate about many things, which if I sent it all in one letter, it would be too long. So please allow me to send a prologue in this document. with more to follow. The following table of contents will, of course, be subject to much change as I consider what to write. I have wanted many times to try to arrange a meeting with you for this purpose, but the Lord says no. However, I may write to you in this manner. Please, I ask, do offer me as much patience as you may, since I seem to have bursts of energy to do things like write, while at other times I am treading water. I will send these letters on an opt-in basis only. If you want to receive them, just send the enclosed postcard back to me. For now, allow me to say that the Lord never fails, and that our failings don't count if we repent, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. The Lord send you His greeting, along with His angels. Praise Tree is good. Gabe and Gabrielle are well, and others. Peace, mercy, grace, and love be upon you and all your house in all things.
First time caller line, you are on the air.
As it passed overhead, the stars and the full moon at times went away. This is going to be something, 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 something.
10 after midnight under starry satellite skies. I lie awake taking in the cover up. Talk can't stop. Did I hear that right? Live conversations beaming out to us all in the dark. Real life phone line on air experts warning the world things are falling apart. Coast to coast to the average Joe, it may be hard to tell. Oh well, I'll listen close. Yeah, the truth is out there. Ask God Bill, where Area 51? Aliens, laser guns, or government ties to wars and lies, spinning right out of control. Conspiracy radio.
Wild card line, you're on the air.
Conspiracy radio. I had an encounter with UFO back in 1977.
Critics say how it's just a phase. Don't you worry, its days will end. It's all hype when they spin it just right, making fools of the public friends. They dare ask, what do you believe? A rumor's going bump in the night. Cloak and dagger, media swagger, the writing on the wall. Is it wrong? Is it right? Coast to coast, to the average Joe, it may be hard to tell. Oh well, listen close, cause the truth is out there. Ask God Bell, where Area 51? The aliens and laser guns. Yes, government ties to wars and lies, spinning right out of control. Conspiracy radio.
This thing was emitting very, very strong light, and it was a rough triangular wedge shape, about the size of a football field, no more than 200 or 300 feet above the ground.
I heard it all, who took the fall? There's a strange smell in the air. It's the devil you know, or the devil you don't. It's a threat you must beware. Coast to Joe, maybe hard to tell. Oh well, I'll listen close. But the truth is out there. Ask God Bill, where Area 51? Aliens and laser guns, or government ties to wars and lies, spinning right out of control.
East of the Rockies, you are on the air.
Well, the truth is out.
had one in broad daylight that followed him about 45 minutes.
How do you know? I mean, did you see the extraterrestrials?
The whole screen was just purple.
Alright, well, you became in contact with the extraterrestrials yourself in what manner?
Mentally, looking at our universe as a bubble, as a black bubble, and this black bubble was inside of a white, huge white bubble, which was considered the second dimension, pure white energy.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Take care. Yeah. One never knows. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.